We're talking about a lot of things tonight on WXPI, The Law Show, and one of them is medical marijuana. And fortunate to have on the phone a friend of mine, one of our legislators, Gene Yaw. And Gene said he was capable of talking about that right now. So thank you very much for giving us a few minutes of your time. I know you're very busy, although you're not in session this week. But I'd ask you about the whole medical marijuana issue. It seems to be outstripping almost any other issue in Pennsylvania, even same-sex marriage. So tell me what you were saying before we went on the air about what your constituents are saying.
Well, it's good to talk to you about this because I think it is. It's an issue that is going to outstrip virtually everything else. The feelings that I get, it's overwhelmingly in support of medical marijuana. And what I tell people a lot is that we're not talking about the type of situation where they're going to take a fourth grader out of class at recess and take him down to the nurse's office to smoke a joint. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about in pill form or something like that where the oils, where it can be used to offset nausea, which a lot of people says that it does. And I think that the response I've gotten is just overwhelmingly in support of, in favor of using medical marijuana in that respect.
Now, you raise an issue, and we're going to talk hopefully to some doctors about this as well, that I was not aware of. So the substance that people say is useful to them in medical marijuana is not the THC, is not the compound that gives people the high, but rather other compounds in the drug. Is that it?
Yes, that's it. And I just forget the name of the cannabinoid or something and what the official term is. I'm sure the doctors can fill you in on that. But there's some slang term out there, and I don't have it down, but it's something that akin to like fool's gold, because this is not the type of thing that if somebody thinks they're going to take it and get high on it, that's not going to be the result.
I think that's what a lot of people think, and I know that in other countries where it's legal for medical purposes, people are smoking it, are literally smoking it, and I guess what I've been told is that's bad for the lungs, because now you're dealing with another carcinogen, so the smoke variety, which does get you high, is also unhealthy. And so I do think it's important for people to realize it's not what we're talking about.
No, primarily it's not, although I think that some of the bills pending in the legislature would basically what they do is leave it up to the doctors to prescribe, which is their proper format, whether it might be smoking for some people or it primarily, though, it would be either oil or the pills. And that's what I'm talking about. That's where my emphasis is, and that's what I am in favor of, using it in that way, because I've gotten a lot of complaints, or not complaints, comments from people who have children that have various types of seizures or illnesses, and that apparently to them it's been proven or shown in other states or in other countries that these byproducts or these products arising or coming out of marijuana are helpful to relieve certain symptoms that these kids have.
Now, if the bills, I haven't looked at any of the bills either, but if the bills would permit the smoking of the substance and therefore the ability to get high, would, and I'm not trying to pin you down and put you on the spot, I'm just trying to get a feel, is that a bill that you think would pass, or is that one you could support because of the beneficial effects?
I think when it comes down to that, whether I would support it or not depends on what the controls are and how we regulate it. I think that that puts the physicians in a very, very important position in this, but that's kind of what I'd want to see the details if it was going to be smoked as to how it's authorized and how it's handled. And I'm not sure that that's been thought through yet. We have not had a lot of discussions in that regard in the legislature. Primarily what we've talked about are the oils or the pill form.
What some law enforcement has said to me, and I was reading about this in the paper the other day in terms of Colorado, is their fear of, you know, there's enough drunk drivers on the road, fear of stone drivers. And I guess there's some concern that a bill that was not, you know, very explicit and narrow could result in more stone drivers on the road, and therefore, you know, actually cause more problems than it may solve.
Yeah, I don't know. We have not talked a lot about that in the legislature. I don't know. That's why I really like the narrowing it down to the two oil or the pill form. And get away from the whole idea of the straight smoking of marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's very interesting, and that it's a topic that I think does have legs, as they say, in the legislature. Is there any, you know, in terms of whether you think there's any immediacy to it, is this something that we, your constituents, can expect, you know, public debate on in Pennsylvania when the legislature reconvenes?
Yeah, I really think so, because even if you would have asked me like 6 months ago, was the issue of medical marijuana, was that going to be something that was going to be considered or even talked about in Pennsylvania, I'd have probably said, you know, there may be some peripheral conversation, but it wasn't going to be mainstream conversation. But lately, it has been one of the primary issues, something that I have gotten literally hundreds of emails about. It's been talked about in civic groups that I have appeared before. And like I said earlier, the support has just been overwhelming. And quite frankly, it's been quite surprising to me. Mm-hmm. So when we go back, I think that there may be some considerable discussion about it. There's been several hearings. Some of the hearings have gone to the point of, you know, there are bills pending here in Pennsylvania that would just flat out legalize the use of marijuana as a recreational drug. And I can't see those particular types of bills going anywhere in the legislature. But I really think that there will be some serious consideration given to the medical aspect.
Medical use, yeah. What the young people say on the recreational use is, you know, look at all the resources that we put towards police, law enforcement, it's a waste of time and money. It's not any worse than alcohol, even in the smoke form, and why not just regulate it and tax it? And because every young person, every college kid is going to do it anyway. And I guess, do you think that'll be the next issue after the medical uses, you know, after that stress?
I'm sure it will, but still, I'm aware of the comments that are made that we waste a lot of time and effort and money. But I'm also aware of the reports that I've read that I think most physicians will agree that it is a gateway drug. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, I think that it's something that we need to be very cautious about.
Well, yeah, the gateway drug issue, I guess I've read both sides of that. Some people would say so is alcohol, so are painkillers, so are everything's a gateway drug if it's abused. So I don't know if it's any more of I just don't know, you know, whether it's any more of a gateway drug or not, but it is appealing in these tough government times to tax something that people are going to use anyway, I would think.
Yeah, but, you know, there are other social things that we could tax that people use all the time, too.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Well, that's absolutely true, and, you know, they do in some countries, so... Well, that's very interesting. Let me ask you, and I'm putting you a little bit on the spot here, I know, but since I've got some time with you and I enjoy speaking with you, you know, another issue that I hear a lot about is same-sex marriage. I was talking with somebody just the other day who was, you know, very proud of the fact that his daughter was getting married and had a same-sex partner. And it seems to me that is something that has changed dramatically. And I just say a quick little war story. I have a friend who's a Republican lobbyist in Harrisburg, really nice guy, And I don't know, we were having a beer one night at a function, and he said to me, you know that attitudes on same-sex marriage are changing when young Republicans want to change that, when they want, you know, they want to legalize it. He said, he's telling me, you know, that's what I'm hearing from my young Republican constituents. So I wonder, where is that going, if anywhere in Pennsylvania?
I don't know. There's some litigation I think still pending. You would know probably better than I do. I think that there are some cases out there still pending. I don't know. My own personal opinion is that this is. I really don't care anything about people's personal living relationships, whether it's who they live with or who they sleep with. And I especially, from my perspective, I don't think that it's something that the government should be involved in. And as long as it's good consenting adults and there's no harm to anybody's life, liberty, or happiness, I just am pretty ambivalent about the whole situation, frankly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. That is, it's an old world conservative's view. I mean, it is it's what goes on inside somebody's bedroom is their own business. But it does, you know, it does raise a lot of hackles in certain religious communities. Of course, it raises equally strong feelings in the non-religious community, shall we say. It seems to be a hot-button issue. For a lot of people and it is, as you say, I think my view is the legislature might very well just kind of punch it to the courts and say, you guys have it, it's your hot potato, you figure it out. You think that might happen?
Sure. As lawyers, you know that that's something that the legislature does. They use a lot of words and things that said, hey, we can't agree on it, we're going to let the courts decide. But I don't know. I haven't heard a lot about it in Harrisburg recently, that there's any sense that we're going to take any legislative action or do anything along those lines. I'd be surprised. I don't think there's any question about it, that medical marijuana issue is far, far greater right now than the same-sex marriage or whatever you want to call it, living arrangements are.
That's very interesting. It is amazing how politics works, you know, something that is fairly low on the radar screen. And I remember it must have been 6 months ago, I was at some political thing where I was asking a Philadelphia legislator about medical marijuana. He kind of said, we're not going to hear anything about that in Pennsylvania. So it is, you're right, it's amazing how quickly the equation has changed on that.
That would have exactly been my attitude, as I said, 6 months ago, and things changed, there's just no question about it, and for whatever reason, that issue, I think it's partially because a lot of the constituents or a lot of the people that I've heard from have kids that are affected, those are the types of things that get people's attention.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is true, and I think that's why I think the legalization effort is probably not far behind the medical marijuana issue. I'll tell you an interesting little tidbit. The fellow who founded Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, and your wife will be happy to hear this as well, is a Georgetown graduate. Although he's not as old as he's as old as me, but your wife's a lot younger. And he is a very straight-laced guy. And, you know, basically his whole thing is to decriminalize the use for medical use. And, I don't know if he sits around smoking it or not, but, you know, he's a very tame and relaxed and thoughtful guy. So you never know how these things are going to go. Well, I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy. Thank you very much. And this is Cliff Readers talking to Gene Yaw on WXPI, The Law Show. We appreciate your comments and thoughts. Keep stay out there. Keep working for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, take care.